Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who has received so much recognition for his work on behalf of small business that he had to get a bigger mantle for his awards and a wider door for his head.
You have reached the transmitting signal for the big giant head. All big giant circuits are busy right now. Please stay on the line.
Mr. Humble, Jim Blasingame.
That's what they call me around here, Mr. Humble. And so richly deserved, too. 34 after the hour, thanks for being with me. We're going to have a great visit with our good friend Joel Barker. Ladies and gentlemen, one of my favorite people on the planet. Joel is one of the great futurists of our time. You've heard me say that before. The author of a number of books on looking at things that are coming at us over the horizon. My favorite is still Paradigms, The Business of Discovering the Future, the book and the video and the film. And folks, you know, Joel, I know a lot of futurists that are eggheads. They're that smart. They're so smart, they're eggheads. Joel is egghead smart, but he doesn't act like that. He talks in plain English like you and me, and that's the reason we like him. Hey, Joel, welcome back to the show.
Good morning, Jim.
Has anybody ever called you egghead smart?
Never. That's the first.
but it was a compliment.
Is it hard-boiled or soft-boiled?
Well, it depends on the topic. You and I have had both of those, haven't we?
We have. Yes,
so,
we have.
Okay, let's get into the news here. A breath print.
Yes.
What's coming at you from the future, folks? Tell us what it is, Joel.
Well, here's what's interesting. It's coming at us from the future, but if you check the history, Hippocrates used the idea, and the Chinese have always been sensitive to their patients' breath.
Hippocrates, the father of modern medicine. Go ahead.
Yeah, and in his writing in Greece, he talks about the smell of the breath indicating diseases.
And he wasn't talking about halitosis either, was he?
Well, actually, part of it was halitosis.
May have been.
It was, yeah. Anyway, a team of, this is what I love, international researchers. This is where we're going global, where we have teams from all over the world, has put together a nanotech system that will identify 17 separate diseases from your breath alone. Non-invasive.
Eight cancers.
Yeah, right, exactly. But just think about the others that are also, I mean, there's a lot of diseases that aren't cancer that are, if you pick them up early, it's really safe. And
that's my question, is how can they pick them up when they're in their very early stages?
This is what's happening. The disease begins to manifest itself in terms of the components of your breath very early, so it allows for very early recognition.
If you think about it, your oxygen that when your lungs are oxygenated, that's coming from all over your body.
Yes.
So there are little signals coming from all over your body that wind up some ultimately around your lungs, which is where your carbon dioxide comes from.
Well, and if you think about it, that's a blood air exchange right there, and that's where the components sneak out. And so anyway, the great advantage of this is it once they start doing it, it can be manufactured very cheaply. I mean, that's the cool thing is that the cost is going to be driven down because that's the way nanotech goes. Number two, it's international. That is, your breath doesn't the cancer that you might have doesn't breathe differently in Europe than it does in South America, than it does in Australia.
Right.
So it's a universal system that can be applied around the world.
Because it's applied to analog humans.
Exactly.
And we're all the same.
Analog humans.
Yeah.
But one thing that's interesting is that the test does actually run on 1,400 patients. That's a pretty good number to test something out on.
It is.
And they were able to identify many
and it's so non-invasive, why wouldn't, there's probably a shorter time to test, right?
Oh, I don't know that for sure, but it will ultimately end up that way because you will have the triggers that show the disease at the end of the breath, basically. You'll breathe into a little package, probably, and a series of numbers or a series of colors will come up.
Wow, this is exciting. When will it be available, do you think?
Well, given what it does and given the cost of health care right now, my guess is that we'll see it within 5 years. Sure.
Maybe you go to the drugstore and pick up one of these, right?
And that's not so silly, is it?
I know it's not.
Not so silly.
Yeah. We do that. We do more and more of that. Okay, so that's good news. Quickly, we got about 45 seconds. A new Alzheimer's treatment.
Well, you know, I keep reporting on movements ahead, and this is just a new one. They've got a new drug that has been discussed. It's actually a triggering drug that stops the memory loss, actually restores memory. And the bad news was it had really nasty side effects. The good news is it looks like they've mastered the side effects now.
Wow.
So we're now going to move into human trials. On mice, it's worked amazingly well. So it's another positive side to
Alzheimer's. There's Alzheimer's in my family. And I'm fighting it hard. I'm fighting it as hard as I can, trying to keep my brain working. I'm trying to keep active with my brain because I'm flexing that muscle as much as I can. So that's good news. I think there's a whole lot of folks out there who that could be really good news for. And we can always count on Joel to bring it to us, folks. Joel Barker and I will be right back. It's 20 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
As I was walking down the street one day,
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.